Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Being disabled can be bad enough without having to also be concerned with money issues, but our next guest says that many people don't know that a new federal law has been enacted that can help those disabled individuals who felt trapped to now achieve financial independence. Catherine Latto is a certified financial planner, and she joins us by phone now from her office in Charleston, South Carolina. Catherine, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me, Mike.
Tell us the name of this new law and what exactly does it say?
Well, the new law, which was signed in effect in December 2014 by President Obama, is called the 529-ABLE, also referred to as the ABLE Act. And the ABLE means achieving a better life experience. 529-ABLE will allow people with disabilities and their families to set up a special savings account for disability-related expenses without disqualifying them from Medicaid and Social Security benefits.
And so how is the situation different now?
In the past, you were not allowed to have more than $2,000 of assets in your name, otherwise you'd be losing your Social Security and Medicaid benefits. People who had means were able to spend the money and set up a special needs trust in order to provide additional funds for their family members that were not covered by government programs. But the 529-ABLE allows people of modest means to fill this void of putting money aside into an account and pull it out for these additional expenses that special needs people require. People who are disabled and earning an income can put that income into this plan rather than hiding it with family members. I have a neighbor whose child just qualified for SSI, and they're having to make the child pay the utility bills so she doesn't have too much money in her savings and disqualify for benefits. So this program got them all excited once they learned about it.
And so what are the qualifications?
You have to have been declared disabled before the age of 26 and currently receiving Social Security benefits, or you have to have a special disability certification by the IRS. But you can have the money go into the accounts from very young ages on through their life. Important thing about this is people with disabilities can earn an income. This is the whole point of the ABLE Act. If you have a special need, you're able to stay in the public school system through the age of 21, and they really want you to learn a skill so you can be somewhat financially independent and part of the community and help your family out.
And so the old law, $2,000 in assets was the maximum someone was allowed to have to not have any restrictions placed on their benefits. What is the new asset limit?
Well, this is great. The new asset limit to have in your 529-ABLE account is $100,000. And the money can actually even go in from gifts from parents and grandparents or other people. They can do the annual gift of $14,000 currently into the account, and it grows tax-free and was withdrawn tax-free. If the disabled person is able to work, they can actually put their income from their job into this plan and pull it out later for their various expenses.
And how about the expenses? Which expenses are qualified under this new law?
They can be additional educational expenses, housing, special tutors. If they have a job, it can cover transportation, employment training, personal support, wellness, health care, dental bills, vision, and importantly, burial and funeral expenses are covered.
Catherine, give us a couple of real-world examples that you've run into who are disabled who did not know about this change in the law.
One of them is an adult. They need a new hearing aid. It's going to cost them $3,000, yet they're not allowed to have more than $2,000 in a savings account. The 529-ABLE account will allow them to save money for some of these special needs. I have another neighbor who has a child who just qualified for Social Security benefits, and every month they're having to find excuses to spend money for her to live with them so she doesn't have too much in a personal account. When I brought it up to her last night about the plan and how it works, she said, you know, when my daughter was born, family members gave us money that we could not save for her because it would have ruined all her SSI benefits as she was growing up. So it can be a great help to families who have special needs that most of us cannot comprehend the difficulties they're going through.
Catherine, great information. Thanks for your time today.
Thank you, Mike.
Catherine Latto is a certified financial planner in Charleston, South Carolina. We will have a link to her website posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is etvradio.org. Just click on podcasts, and there you will find us. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views and opinions expressed by the guests on the South Carolina Business Review are their own and not necessarily those of South Carolina ETV Radio.